Welcome to your Wednesday. It's Radio Life and Style, and heading into a cool next interview. And I think that theme song kind of setting us up for a powerful chat, because right now we're talking about, well, a movement, if you will. And if you are a woman business, I think this is going to be right up your alley. Color Friday is in the spotlight. What is, I mean, Black Friday we know, but Color Friday, hashtag the Color Friday movement. Well, we're going to be finding out what the deal is with two really dynamic ladies in the studio with me right now. Meg Innison on mic number one. Meg, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks to you.
Great to have you in the house. And Mandy Bircher, how are you, Mandy?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Great to have you both in the house representing Fempreneurs.
Yeah.
Which is, let's first off, before we get into the whole hashtag Color Friday thing, let's find out, what is Fempreneurs and why did you found it? Who can tell me?
Well, I'll think that's my cue.
Go for it.
Thanks, Mike. So basically, Fempreneurs is something that me and my co-founders, Mandy, Lauren, and Julia, we founded out of an observation in the market where there wasn't a place where the women could, if they're wanting to take their business to the next level.
So yeah.
They're starting out and they're doing amazing, an amazing craft, but they just haven't got anywhere to sell it or get it promoted or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, there's the Facebooks, the Instagrams, but nowhere
that.
To actually, if you're wanting to build a website, it can cost into the thousands for things like, you know, an e-commerce store, and it's very complex and quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, you know, we saw so many women struggling with this, and we thought, you know, we need to do something, and Fempreneurs was born, and yeah, it's taking off, and we just love it. It just fills our cup every day.
So
yeah.
as a platform to really take women in business to the next level.
Yeah, so it's breaking down the boundaries that women tend to experience when they're starting their business. We are entrepreneurs ourselves. We started from the beginning, like these women. And basically, a full e-commerce store with a courier and payment gateway, but also somewhere that you can get coaching and mentoring.
Wow.
So all these women, you know, that don't know where to begin or where to start. It's all in, it's sort of, we call it an ecosystem, and all a sort of a one-stop shop.
Wow. Yeah. So more than just a platform then, it's kind of a community as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so cool. And now this concept of Color Friday, briefly give me the nutshell description behind Color Friday.
So it's new to South Africa, and basically I was inspired by, they were doing it in the UK. It's bringing awareness to small businesses and just conscious shopping.
Okay.
On Black Friday. So obviously, you know, there's the people are wanting to obviously offer promotions, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's bringing more focus on the smaller businesses who can't afford to completely slash their prices to absolutely nothing.
So if you're not Game or Macro, for example.
Yeah, the small businesses that just can't take a whack off their pricing. They just won't make money. So
it's not just about that, though. I mean, people, there are small businesses, a lot of small businesses that do participate in Black Friday. But we're saying add a bit of color and make it more sort of bright and just bringing attention to the smaller guy. And yeah, we've seen a lot of people jumping on board as a result and really loving it. So yeah, it's the color movement, Color Friday.
Well, now, Mandy, maybe you can fill in a little bit about why it's important to shift the focus off Black Friday spending towards supporting small business. This is kind of intentional shopping drive, and the connection between small business support and fostering really, like, I guess, economic resilience in South Africa.
Yeah, so, you know, our small businesses essentially, they really drive our economy, but they do get overlooked when it's Black Friday. People tend to look at the bigger companies because they see, oh, they're going to get a much bigger discount. So it's shifting the spending to the smaller guys, just to keep the money, you know, keep the spending local, keep creating the jobs. It strengthens our community. And, you know, by buying from small businesses, you really are strengthening the communities where they are, where they've started from.
There's a ripple effect, right?
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you're supporting that local biz and paying the salaries of the local individuals that are involved in that biz, and that's going to their families and rippling into their network.
100%. So if you've got I'm going to take, for example, somebody who makes soaps. So you've got a crafter who makes the most beautiful soaps, and on a Black Friday they can only offer, say, a 10% discount, whereas your bigger, much bigger players can offer /50%. You know, spend the money on those local people. Give them the support. They value every single spend. It really is amazing.
Now, looking at from the perspective of the business or the trader or the vendor, what would you say to small businesses who might be hesitant to jump in the ring and take part in Colour Friday as a thing?
So, Mike, basically, joining Colour Friday doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to offer discounts. Yeah. You know, that's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's almost like just, you know, add color and just make it more of a happy event, and just, you know, focusing color on your specials. You know, it's really just a mind shift, and just, you know, it's a lot more attractive having a very colorful promotion on social media than black.
Yeah,
and maybe would you say it's maybe also an opportunity to, because Black Friday is all about just the saving. It's like, that's the normal price, and this is what it's going for a limited time only.
Yeah.
But maybe Colour Friday is a chance to say, here's the story behind this cool thing. Like, we're doing a special promo on this, and this is why we think it's awesome. This is the story behind it. This is why we think you should have it in your life, and there's a real person behind this thing, and here, we're real people too. We're local. This is why we think you should support us, and it's not just us you're supporting. This is our team, 100%. And maybe it's a chance to kind of do that and sort of add a new dimension. I don't know.
Yeah,
great. Yeah,
personality
behind it.
That's exactly it. Just pushing the smaller businesses, the smaller guys that really need it at this time of the year.
But would you say that also there's an opportunity for maybe not so small businesses as well to also join in the fray? Would you say anything to a larger business that might be keen or might be sort of on the fence about this Colour Friday thing?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people say, "Oh no, if we're going to be focusing and supporting Colour Friday as a big corporate, it's very
might be like counterintuitive, maybe."
But no, we're not saying that. If anything, we're saying maybe celebrate the local business owners and local produce inside your store and make a colourful display and just bring some attention to that. You know, something like that. It's just it's also just bringing focus on the conscious spending. So
super cool.
I know in the US they do something called Giving Tuesday, where all the big corporates, after they've done a huge drive and sold everything, but a lot of them have leftovers, but then a lot of people have they give away to the Red Cross anything that's over and above that, or people that have bought just on a whim and realize they don't actually need that extra cell phone and they give it away. So it's just that focus on, you know, conscious spending.
That's so cool. And for shoppers now who are getting ready to do some serious festive shopping and getting caught up in all the specials and things that are floating around at the moment, what can shoppers do to make their support for small businesses more meaningful this Colour Friday? Would you say take a leaf out of that book, Mandy?
Yeah, I think, you know, just aim to buy local. Find a local company who is making the same or similar, and aim to support them. And, you know, just even if you tag them on your socials, it's such a big move for them. Just being represented by a local is just amazing.
And it's like word of mouth is the ultimate.
Word of mouth.
You're going to trust what your friend recommends over what you see as a sort of paid for advert popping up in your face.
That's it. Yeah. No. Definitely.
Absolutely.
So just sharing your fans on social media, just giving your small businesses just more exposure. It's so great for them.
This is awesome. Now, obviously, the Fempreneurs group. This is what you're all about, is providing this platform of support to help slingshot women-driven businesses to the next level. Your network, I'm sure, are fully on board for the hashtag Colour Friday movement.
They are very excited, yes, and they're all going to be joining us tomorrow. Oh, no, wait, it's Friday. Hey, tomorrow. No, it's Friday. And Mandy and I are going to be doing a little photo shoot with the very talented Darren photographer.
Oh, yeah?
she's going to be, yeah, it's quite a surprise. So follow us on at fempreneurs.sa and see what Amanda and I are going to be doing, making fools of ourselves. But it's just a great day. Everyone's going to be sharing their colorful things and their colorful pricing and tagging, and it's going to be lovely.
I'm sure there's a big list. Do you want to give a shout out to any notables or anyone joining you in supporting Color Friday? Or I suppose you don't want to leave anyone out.
No, all of our wonderful members and fempreneurs who, and it's not just female businesses that support Color Friday. It's male and female, so we're not coming here on, you know, wearing our female hat. It's male and female, we have the likes of Moxie, who are also a platform, a marketplace platform, national, and Karma Markers. They're also going to be supporting and doing a shout out in Color Friday. So
this is big,
a lot of these people that are jumping on board that really, you go along your feed and you find a lot of them saying, put color in your feed, and a lot of people are jumping on board. Yeah,
this is awesome. And for those who are now hearing the name Fempreneurs maybe for the first time and who are intrigued and want to find out more about the platform that you provide, what's the smartest way to dive in, to connect, to find out more, and to start that conversation?
So you can follow us on at fempreneurs.sa. So it's fempreneurs. So it's
yours.
You are, and or the website is www.fempreneurs. Help Meg. .co.za. She can't spell either.
Fempreneurs. It's look. Google it. It'll
Google
correct.
It. It'll come up. Yeah.
Fempreneurs. Super cool. And creating really real impactful ripples of change and providing a platform to take female-led businesses to the next level. And if that means you, well, you should definitely be checking out fempreneurs.co.za and getting colorful for Color Friday. Just a couple of days to go before we get there. There's still time, though.
Buy your colorful products from locals and tag us, and we'll share it, and it'll be awesome. Yeah.
So cool. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, fresh on a Wednesday morning. And getting the scoop from my special guests in the studio with me, Meg Ennison and Mandy Bircher of Fempreneurs, putting some color behind the hashtag Color Friday movement. And whether you are a business owner or a shopper, get colorful and let's make a splash this Friday. What do you say, ladies?
I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks
for this opportunity.
You heard it here on your local station, Radio Life and Style, and bringing you back to the music.